your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Hell yeah, it is time for Spaced Out, sorry for swearing, got a bit excited there. And we're lucky enough to be joined by our friend, the one and only Josh Aldaki. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Oh, all the better now that I'm speaking to you, my friend.
Love to hear it.
So excited to speak about space. How's your week been? Been busy?
It's getting back into the term, which is, always a bit of a jump. But yeah, it's very rainy this morning, and now I'm just looking at my window, and it looks like it's potentially going to be a clear night, so that puts me in a good mood.
Oh, yeah. Do a little bit of gazing at the stars, if you will.
Exactly.
Exciting stuff. Have we spoken since that big moon that had everyone freaking out?
No, I don't think we have. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. So
I think we spoke preempting it. But how was the big moon for you?
I did try to get some photos, but it was cloudy on the morning. I did get a really gorgeous photo of the supermoon that followed that. Supermoons are just really a regular full moon, to be honest. But I mean, seeing a full moon rise, it's always gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. Is that just something you can do anytime? Go and watch the full moon rise?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, get them once a month. The only factor, I guess, here in Auckland is just the weather, because it seems to be raining and cloudy all the time. But yeah, anytime you get a clear night on a full moon, it's definitely worth looking at.
I hear that. I heard the spite in your voice when you said cloudy and rainy, and I'm with you, brother. I'm so with you. let's talk about some of the space stuff, man. Interstellar Comet 3I/Atlas passes Mars. Yes. Observed by multiple Mars spacecraft and is now heading to Jupiter.
Yeah, so this is that interstellar comet that there's, you know, been a lot of talk about the last few months. Still passing through the solar system, so it actually just made a really close pass of Mars, or astronomically close of Mars. And the cool thing about that is a lot of our Mars spacecraft, so we've got orbiters, we've got the rovers on the surface, they all turned their cameras towards this comet. So we've had the European Space Agency, we've had NASA, they've used their spacecraft and their rovers to image it, and they've now sent those photos back to Earth. So, yeah, we've had Mars spacecraft observing an interstellar comet, which is really, really cool.
Wow. Epic, man. That is so epic. And there's a video? Is the video on your Facebook?
Yeah, so that's the trajectory, that's the path that this comet's taking through the solar system. You can tell just by the animation, it's an incredibly fast comet. It's moving, you know, just incredible speeds. It's not being bound to the sun or anything. We have basically one more opportunity to observe this comet because kind of early next year, the comet's going to be passing by Jupiter. And we also have a spacecraft around Jupiter called Juno, so we're going to, you know, hopefully get our final images of this comet as it leaves the solar system. So it's quite cool that, you know, you can send missions to planets to study those planets, but, you know, then on the way, an interstellar comet comes and they can then study that too. So it's just a bit of extra science.
Man, wicked times. The second story, it's a milestone. The number of known exoplanets passes 6,000. Now, for us uninitiated, what is an exoplanet exactly?
Yeah, so exoplanet is essentially any planet around another star. So exo meaning exterior. So if you think about it, every single star has their own planets. You know, we've got 8 in our solar system. So planets that we discover around other stars, exoplanets, have just crossed 6,000 of them. So we're constantly discovering new ones. You know, we're likely to probably get to 10,000 probably in the next couple of years. But it's a really massive achievement when you think about just, you know, how far away planets around other stars are, for example, but also how small they are, and how we can actually learn about them. It's a really fascinating and honestly really big technical achievement. Some of these exoplanets are just so alien-like, and it's really fascinating when you read about, you know, some of the more interesting ones.
Oh, man, that's epic. Go and check those exoplanets. There's 6,000 of them now, over 6,000. And this final story, bit of a bummer. All NASA missions are on hold. Status of many spacecraft are unknown due to the government shutdown in the US of A. I mean, it's
yeah,
to itself.
I think the last time we spoke, they were just about to shut down. Now 2 weeks later, the government's still shut down. So 85% of NASA's workforce is furloughed, basically, so they're not working, they're not being paid. And essentially all but critical missions, so, you know, astronauts on the space station, for example, They're being looked after, but all of the other non-critical missions, you know, Mars rovers, spacecraft, all that stuff, status is unknown. We don't know what these missions are doing. They're not being updated. If you go on NASA's website, it hasn't been updated for 2 weeks. Any of the government's websites and their science websites too are just inactive, which, yeah, it's just such a strange thing to think that those things only really happened in America.
Man, wild times out there, wild times out there. Well, thank you for bringing us all the newest in space. You're a legend.
Oh, right back at you.
And just before you go, Strings Under the Stars, that's happening this weekend?
Yes, we've got our final shows, but I do know that I think we only have like 20 tickets across all of the shows left. So yeah, if anyone does want to get into Strings Under the Stars, check our website because we're very limited. It's been super, super popular. Yeah.
It's a hot ticket, man. Thank you so much, Josh Araki, legend.
Awesome. No problem. Speak to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.